Co-op's failure has left David Fairchild and Clara Peterson scratching their heads.
I mean, the whole Affordable Care Act is, you know, competition between insurance companies, and now we're back down to what?
One, which they've already gone on to healthcare.gov to switch to. They're now waiting for approval for a plan that will cost a lot more. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.
And that story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, Iowa Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that prices of imported goods posted their biggest drop in 6 years in December. More evidence of plunging oil prices that are depressing inflation in the U.S. Import prices fell 2.5% in November. Compared with a year ago, prices were down 5.5%. Today's report said petroleum import prices fell 16.6% in December, the biggest drop in 6 years, and were down 30.1% from December of 2013. U.S. retail sales stumbled last month in a sign consumers remained frugal, even as those gas prices declined and hiring picked up. Retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 0.9% in December. This morning, USDA reported to the export sale of 202,750 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations, 102,750 for delivery during the 14-15 marketing year, and 100,000 for delivery during the 15-16 marketing year. Also flying out the door this morning is 125,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Taiwan during the 14-15 marketing year. The 26th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. We have Sue Martin presenting a keynote address on commodities. All of our on-air analysts will forecast corn and soybean futures, cash grain, and answer whatever else is on your mind. And Murray Wise will give us a lowdown on land values. Cost for the March 10th meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana is $25, and it includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets today by calling 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,309. It is down 226 points. The NASDAQ, 4,136, down 22. The S&P 500, 1996, down almost 20 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Another cool morning is underway across the Midwest, but temperatures are not quite as cold as yesterday in the eastern areas, but certainly is colder in the northwest and parts of west central areas. Iowa this morning reporting some low temperatures in the negative single digits and negative teens, with a report of temperatures as cold as minus 14 at Fort Dodge, and there's also an unconfirmed report of a temperature extreme around minus 21 in the northwest corner of that state. That those temperatures are not quite representative of the region as a whole, but nevertheless, impressive nonetheless. We do expect to see the cool weather continuing across the region today, but temperatures will eventually recover a bit as we move forward through the next few days. A definite warming trend is coming our way, and we'll expect to see the temperatures become much more seasonable, in fact, turning warmer than normal as we move towards the end of this week and certainly into the weekend. The temperatures will probably be warmest early early next week when we'll see highs in the northern parts of the Midwest in the 20s and 30s. We'll expect temperatures in the southern areas to run 40s and perhaps a few readings up around 50 degrees. But that's about a week away. We'll see this warming trend rather slow in coming across the region. There will be a brief period on Saturday where temperatures may get as warm as I just described, but we'll take a little bit of a setback right after we reach those warmer levels. And for a brief period of time, we'll have to deal with slightly cooler conditions once again. Well, the temperatures are not going to be as cold as they are this morning, though. Certainly not again for any time real soon. And we're expecting to see the low temperatures tomorrow morning across the Midwest, mostly positive negative single digits in the north, and readings mostly single digits and teens in the south. I think a lot of this cold air that's currently over Iowa this morning will be a little slow in abating across the Midwest, so we'll have to wait for another day before we start this warming trend. But the low temperatures on Thursday morning will likely be in the teens and 20s across a portion of the region. We'll expect to see a handful of upper single-digit readings possible in a few locations as well. And then as we move on into the weekend coming up, Saturday and Sunday lows will be mostly 20s across the Midwest, slightly cooler conditions in the northwest potentially. Well, in addition to the warming trend, we're going to experience relatively quiet weather pattern here. Not much precipitation of significance will fall for a little while. Now, with that said, it doesn't mean it's going to be completely dry, but what precipitation does occur across the region is expected to be mostly insignificant. We'll have a couple of cool fronts that will move across the northern portions of the Midwest that will set off a little bit of light snowfall and perhaps a little wintry mix of precipitation types every once in a while. But those events will not reach very far to the south, be mostly impacting the eastern Dakotas and areas eastward from there into the Great Lakes region. The first disturbance is expected to occur tomorrow. The second one will show up as we move out towards the end of the work week and into the weekend, and that one will probably have a little bit more meaning, but only for areas northern Minnesota into northern Michigan. Everybody else to the south will stay relatively dry, and that drying bias will stay with us as we go on into early next week. Yet another disturbance will pass through the upper parts of the Midwest as we go from Monday into early Tuesday, and eventually will bring some precipitation around midweek across the middle parts of the Midwest. So overall, it's not a bad scenario for most of us. Down in South America, nothing changed overnight. Still struggling with dryness in parts of Brazil for the balance of this week, but there is going to be widespread precipitation in western and southern portions of the country next week that will bring timely relief to many areas that are suffering from a little bit of stress right now. The driest areas and the most stressed crops are in the northeast part of Brazil, which is not a major corn or soybean production region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat 578.5 down 3.25. Soft March wheat 542.75 down 5.25. March corn 381 down 4.75. July 395.5 down 4.75. December 409 down 3. January soybeans 1004 up 4. March 1003.75. Now 4.25, up 0.25. Go out to July at 10.15.25, down 0.5. November 9.85.5, down 1.25. March soybean meal 333.40, down 20. March soybean oil 32.75, up 21. February live cattle 156.50, down 95. January feeders are 220.25, down 130. February lean hogs are 75.45, they're up 27.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, it's been a hectic and a volatile week already, and now we're seeing some follow-through to the downside. And I would think that those who watch technicals closely would be on high alert today.
Yeah, I think you're nailing it right on the head. We had the fundamentalists kind of had control until Monday's report was issued. And once that happened, now we look back, and I think the markets in general have been vulnerable to a correction for quite some time. watching the wheat market for leadership. It had the capabilities of maybe doing a little bit of a rebound last week, and when that faltered, and we continue to put it on as the lead horse as far as leadership in the marketplace, it's leading us down, and the rest of the markets are kind of following along here.
But we did see sale of corn to Taiwan. We did see more sales of soybeans to unknown for both 14-15 and 15-16. So these numbers, these prices are competitive.
Exactly. And I think realistically, you know, we're looking for those value levels. Once a market kind of puts the top end of the range in, we go searching for new demand or looking for where the value is. And we're probably starting to reach into it right here, right now. Technically, we probably still have some objectives below the market, both in wheat and corn. Beans probably a little bit more so, but they're in a little bit different environment right this minute. As far as corn and wheat is concerned, what we're looking for is wheat to find some stable levels and rebound. If you remember back when the markets bottomed out in general, the wheat would let us out of the hole by about a week. Mm-hmm. If that were to take place here, that would be like the cat's meow for the corn guys to take heed and probably get some coverage on the books. Beans, on the other hand, we're going to watch South America. You know, the weather down there is less challenging than it was a while ago. They've got a really nice crop. The USDA numbers said, hey, there's no harm, no foul, or no problem. So realistically, beans don't have a lot of upside right this minute. Demand is good, but probably not good enough to strip it off the shelves. So as South America looks good, prices will probably just drift lower.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Hard red winter March wheat is 578 down 3 3/4. Soft March wheat is 542 3/4 down 5 1/4. March corn 381 down 4 3/4. July 395.5 down 4 3/4. December 408 3/4 down 3 1/4. January beans 1004 up 4. July 1014 3/4 down 1. November 985.5 down 1 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.